This is our Be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today's message is encountering setbacks while working for God. In the book of Ezra, Zerubbabel, who is a descendant of King David, is tasked with rebuilding Solomon's temple. Now, this is occurring during the period where the Jews are just being released from Babylonian captivity. Even though Zerubbabel is embarking upon a very noble task, his rebuilding efforts face opposition from day one. He experiences infighting among his own people. Some local citizens put forth petitions against the temple, and he experiences a series of construction delays. But Zerubbabel learns a few things early on. First, he knows that to finish the task, he has to remain committed for the long haul. He does two key things. He keeps his vision clear of what his end goal is, and he keeps his faith firmly rooted in God. Here's the key. He does it for 20 years. That's the difference in working for God. It's like running a marathon, not a sprint. And I also take something away from Zerubbabel, because sometimes if I believe God has led me down a path, but I'm greeted with opposition, doubt begins to creep in. And I wonder if God actually led me on the path in the first place. But Zerubbabel shows us we keep living to fight another day when you are working for the Lord. The scripture today is Galatians 6:9. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Tune in tomorrow when we discuss what it looks like to remain faithful under dire circumstances. Share this Be moment as others desire to be inspired. For more inspiration, visit bemoments.org.